Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding an oral daf lamed ches in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. In the Mishnah that we learned regarding somebody who puts into a clothing or into a sack, he puts a hair of a nazir or a petach hamor or a hair of a bechor. And we learned in the Mishnah that if you put that into the baguette, so then you have to burn. If you put it into a sack, you have to burn the sack. Says the Gemara. We're starting four lines from the bottom of the Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Talmud Tanina, we learned over there in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Meseches Temura. Eidlum Anisrofim, V'Tanin and Eidlum Anikvarim. So there they have a list, which things that are also you burn, and which things that are also you bury. And it says there in the list, the Nazir and Chamor, you bury, you don't burn. And here in our Mishnah, it says you burn it. So the Chor, it's a steer, it's a contradiction between our Mishnah and Meseches Temura. That's what the Gemara says. Here you say you burn it. You cover it. Here you say you bury it. It depends. If you're talking about the sack, meaning a sack made out of a hair of a nazir, for example, so then you have to burn it. But if you talk about the hair itself, and you didn't create a sack out of it, so then you don't have to burn it, just bury it. So then, what's the difference if it's a sack already or not? And says the Gemara from Chesam Aleph, Omam Chananya, Breder of Hillel, Sak Motsui Lechatet Achorov. Seyar Ein Motsui Lechatet Achorov. So it's very, very simple. The sack, which is an actual item, if you bury it, you may dig after it and take it out. And may come to use it. Here, nobody's digging in the ground to look for hair. So for the hair, you could bury. But the sack, you have to burn. The Gemara now tries to bring a few other answers. Rav Shimon Lokishomar, Kan b'migdosh, kan b'gvul. Depends where you are. In Beis HaMikdosh, what are you supposed to do with the hair of a nazir? You burn it in the Beis HaMikdosh. That's the mitzvah. When you bring the korban of the nazir, you burn the hair of the nazir under the korban. And when it says it will be buried, it's when you're outside of Beis HaMikdosh. Then you don't have to go and burn it. So the Gemara Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Omer, kan b'nazir tor, kan b'nazir tome. Depends if he's a nazir tor or tome. Because Sreifa is said only by Nazir Torah. That's the mitzvah. Nazir Torah, there's no burning. So they were okay. That's very nice about Nazir. We also have a contradiction regarding the Petach Hamor. These answers will not apply to a Petach Hamor. There's no difference Petach Hamor in the Beis HaMikdash or outside Beis HaMikdash. There's no difference if it's Torah or Tomei. So they were like, anybody have to go back to the previous answer. Depends if it's the actual hair where you created an item out of the hair. On my basis, there's another answer going to Petach Hamor. Hand the temi saref saroi, hand the temi kaver gufoi. A Petach Hamor, the guf, the body of the Petach Hamor, you bury because it's going to rot in the ground. The hair, the remains, that you have to burn. Chaim just asked, according to this, why the hair of a nazir you don't have to burn? If you say that hair that lasts, you have to burn. That's why you burn the hair of a Petach Hamor. Why a hair of a nazir tomei you don't have to burn? And Reb Chaim stays with the question. Kedilah the Gemara says, meaning, when you have a kachim, so then even the smallest amount causes the whole thing to be usur, and there's no bitul over there. So explains the Gemara. Talk about kachim that have a heter, meaning you could redeem them. It's a kachim that if you want, you can redeem them. And therefore what? It's davar sheyesh lo batirim. It's something which is easy to get out of the eser. So then I don't say bitul. Because what is the idea of bitul? The idea of bitul is something asur. If you have something mutter, you say it's cancelled. But if any way you can redeem it, just redeem it. Aval bekachim sheyin lo batirim, tzrichim sit. But if it's kachim that doesn't have matirim, so I don't have a way to take it out. You don't say the smallest amount is not bitul. It needs to be a davar chashuv. What's a davar chashuv? We learned in the Mishnah, kemeloi hasit. Kemeloi hasit is the length of a thread between the two first fingers. If you have that size, it's davar chashuv. It's not bata. So the more I see, I don't even understand the question. The Mishnah itself differentiated between something that has a material in that, because it said in the beginning of the Mishnah, horig meloi hasit mitzemer bechor beger, you don't like a beget. Right? We learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, you have a thread the size of a seat in a baged, so then you burn the bag, you don't see its bottle. Ubchor lav ke kotchim shein le matirmu. Ubchor itself is a kotchim. You can't be matir. There's no redemption by bechor. You can't come and redeem it. So you see in the beginning of the Mishnah that you need lo yasit. So why at the end of the Mishnah we said kol shu? You have to say the difference is the beginning of the Mishnah talking about bechor the dover shein le matir. The end of the Mishnah is talking about a regular kotchim sheyesh to matir. So this concept, this idea, this chiluk is clearly in the Mishnah. Says the one east Italian of Shemamir, east the loy Italian of Shemamir. Some say this last part of the Mishnah is Rameir Shito, and some say it's not Rameir Shito. What is Rameir? Rameir we're going to learn Beis Hashem in the next daf. Rameir Shito is the Dover Choshev is not Bato. We'll see the list of the one's going to discuss it. But the Ram Chacham hold, we don't see these Dovarim Choshevim or Nabotel except a very certain list. Now, beginning of our Mishnah, it said, the Miloy Hasit, if you have this string, this thread, which is Choshev, that's not Batel, that's going to Ramir. But what about the end of the Mishnah that says that by Kotchim, even the smallest amount is not Batel? Is that according to Ramir or not according to Ramir? Maybe Chacham may agree with that we have Dovah Sheshtu Matirim, it's not Batel. Or that's a sheet of Ramir. The Gemara says, Machlaikis, is it according to Ramir only or not? It says the Gemara of the Chesed on base, Ma'andi Talim Shemir, Isle Asorah Dvorim Mekachim. So the Gemara in the Kamon is going to bring a Machlaikis. According to Ramir, what is not Batel? Is it anything which is somewhat chashuv? Or he just has a longer list than chachamim? One man d'Omer says, according to Rameir, the only thing that it's not batel is a list of 10 things. Now the 10 things are mentioned in this perek, in the perek Shlishi Maseches Arlo. Bishlobo, according to man d'Omer that says, that the end of our Mishnah is Rameir, so I know what the 10 things are. There's 6 things that will be a list in the next half. And then you have the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, Beged Shetzovoy, the clothing that you dyed in Klip Yarlo. So Meloy Asit, the beginning of this Mishnah. And Chavir Tiltons, which we'll see in the next half. And then what's the 10th thing? The 10th thing is Kotshim, which is Kolshu. So what are the 10 things that according to our mayor, that are Kotshim of the Nabatel? We know the list of 10. So Ma'an Netalim Shemeir, Isle Asor Dvorim Mekachim. So we know what the 10 is. Mandaloy Talam Shemir, but the one who doesn't say the end of our Mishnah is Rameir. Minan Isle Asur Dvarimakachi. What are the 10 things? We know 9. What's the 10th? Says Rameir Kerakiva Kiva Omar Afki Korshubalabai. There's another item in the list that we'll see in the next daf, which is Rabbi Kiva's Shito. Rabbi Kiva holds there's another thing which is Asur, which is not Bata, which is Choshev, and that is the loaves of Balabait. Balabai does it himself. According to Mandal Omar, that says that the end of our Mishnah is not Rameir, he will say Rameir will agree with Rabbi Kiva. And then that's the missing item that he has, he will count Rabbi Kiva's item. And we'll get more into the list, Beis Hashem, in the next daf. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Tavshil Shabishlo Beklipi Arlo. You went and you cooked an item on the, you use as fuel, Klipi Arlo, that was the wood, that's what you burnt. It becomes Asur Be'arlo, because you enjoy the Arlo to cook the Tavshil. So then, Yidolik had to take that tafshil and burn it. Nisar Bechir got mixed up with others. Yala Bechadu Masayim. If this tafshil got mixed up with others, the tafshil is also Barlo. The others are not. So if you have 200 connected that, you may vatel it. Similarly, Tanu Sheisik could be Klipi Arlo. An oven that was heated up with a Klipi Arlo using Arlo items. The Afa Boy Sapas, then you put a bread into it. Tidolik Kapas, so then you have to burn the bread because it was heated up with Arlo. It got mixed up with other breads. So then you go base at 200, you cancel it. Says the Gemara, Abba, Bayir Miyo, Kehana, Bayir Miyo, B'Shem Shmuel, Rabbo, Rab Chiyo, B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon. They all said, and the Gius of Rab Chaim is, Gecholei Arlo She'imimu Arei Lumutaris. Which means, if you took Arlo, you burned it, and all you have left is coal, and the coal is rested, meaning right now it's burned out, now you can use it, now there's no issue to use it. Said more velamas. This is in the Mishnah. Im chodesh yutotz, im yoshan yutzon. It's a braiso. If you went and you heat it with klipi arlo, if it's a new oven, then you have to break it. If it's an old oven, so then it was already used with many other woods, so then you let it cool down. And the end over there is that bishlom begicholim divrakol mutter. If it was used begicholim with coals mutter, because gicholim is not fire anymore; it's a burnt fire. So once it's burned, so then you can use it. So it says it's clear in the braiso. So says the Gemara, Rav Chananya Omar Leiskin. No, that we don't have that braisa. It's a mistake in the braisa, and that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Omar Iskin. It is written in the braisa, but the meaning of the braisa is different. When it says there that I use gechol, it doesn't mean coal that was already burned out. Talk about actual fire when it's still boiling hot, when you still have gecholim using. Not using your gecholim that's burned out, it's still in the fire. But we're not talking about arlo. We talk about wood, which is not arlo. And the fire is going on, it's live coal. So what's the problem over here? This wood that he used, he smoothed it. He cleaned it with arlo. So I would think because he used arlo to make this wood ready, maybe as is arlo. Chiddush is no, because the main wood is not arlo, just cleaned with arlo. And that's the meaning of the braisa over there. Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is that if you have coal, which was originally arlo, and now it burned out, it's oimimoy, it says the fire's off, so now this coal is mutar ba'ano, you'll not enjoy it. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi arlo daf lamed ches.